Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, August 10th, 2018. Today is World Lion Day. The Berlin Senate plans to restrict the use of coach horses from temperatures above 30 degrees. According to a statement from the Senate Justice Administration, plans are to suspend carriage operation if the air temperature, quote, reaches or exceeds a value of 30 degrees in the shade during the course of a day. As early as mid-June, the authorities had been asked to check whether carriage rides should be stopped in high heat. The draft still has to be agreed upon by the districts. The Justice Administration reports that controls were not possible in Mitte in July for personnel reasons. However, more checks are generally planned. At the beginning of July, the police bicycle squadron last checked the drivers and officials found that they did not observe brake times. According to current regulations, coachmen must give their horses a break of at least 30 minutes every 2 hours at the latest and must also carry a thermometer. Animal rights activists have been demanding a complete ban on horse-drawn carriages in the city center for years. The animals suffer from traffic, noise, and summer heat. In 2017, around 100,000 people signed a petition to end this tourist attraction. A woman was found dead in an apartment in Berlin-Gesundbrunnen. A resident in Demnerstrasse heard screams in the hallway early Thursday morning and subsequently alerted the police. They found a dead 40-year-old in an apartment. They also discovered her friend there, and he was no longer approachable. The 21-year-old is suspected of murdering the woman. He was arrested and taken to hospital. The homicide department is investigating. After a fire involving 5 cars on Wednesday afternoon in Berlin-Wilmersdorf, the state protection police have taken up investigations. According to police, a passerby had discovered flames under a parked Porsche at Kudamm and alerted the fire brigade. The fire hit the surrounding cars, a Maserati, an Audi Q7, a VW Tiguan, and a Mercedes-Benz A-Class. The Kudamm between Adenauer and Olivierplatz were completely closed to traffic until the early evening. Whether the fire was deliberately started or caused by negligence is unknown, and political motivation cannot be ruled out. No persons were injured in the fire, and the police did not give any information about the amount of damage. A rare sight can currently be witnessed in the Schlossgärtnerei, or Castle Nursery, Charlottenburg. The meter-high flower stalk of an agave americana is currently towering into the sky. On Thursday, the Prussian Palaces and the Garden Foundation announced that the plant has almost 9,000 flowers. The last such event took place 180 years ago in the palace garden, at that time with only half as many flowers. The current splendor probably has to do with the favorable weather conditions. The plant actually comes from hot, dry regions like Mexico and the southern United States. According to the data, it takes 40 to 100 years for an agave to flower. On the occasion of the, quote, event of the century, those interested are invited to the Day of the Agave this Saturday between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Park Gärtnerei Charlottenburg. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.